share some of your presence with us, and I heard of one little boy who really wanted a sledge. And he was hoping and wishing and dropping lots of hints. He really, really wanted a sledge. And then on Christmas morning, he woke up all excited and flew out of bed and went into his parents' room to wake them. Have you done that already? Did you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning? Pretty good. Oh, that's very restrained of you. And he grabbed his stocking and opened his presents and then rushed straight down to the tree. And there were all sorts of lovely presents in colourful wrapping paper. And he opened them all and was pleased with everything. But he was also a little bit disappointed because there was no sledge. And then his parents reminded him that he needed to get dressed, even though it was Christmas Day, and said, when you go back up to your bedroom, just have a look at the bottom of your bed. And as he did, he noticed a big black sack. But when he looked closer, he found it had his name on. And when he looked inside, guess what was in it? It was a sledge. It was what he really wanted, what he'd been hoping for all that time. And it was right there at the bottom of his bed, the closest present to him. But he missed it because it wasn't eye-catching or all wrapped up in beautiful paper. It was just in a black sack, and he completely missed it. Some people were like that in the Christmas story as well. They had been waiting a long time for God to send the Messiah into the world. And they thought that he would be a great warrior who would come from God all wrapped up in fire and heavenly armour. And for ages they had waited for him and looked forward to his coming. And that first Christmas many years ago, Jesus did come. But people missed him. They didn't recognize him. He was right there in front of their noses, but he didn't come as they expected. What they were most looking forward to came in the form of a very small baby, wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. And yet, when Jesus came, he came to remove the blindfolds that they had. Like with our game, the people were blindfolded by their own expectations. But Jesus came to remove the blindfold, and as he grew up and went through his ministry, he told people who he was and taught them about God and God's way to live. He came to show them in person what God was like. Today, we still have the blindfold sometimes. We have the blindfold of all the many things that Christmas involves. And every one of them is wonderful, and every one of them is something to celebrate. But sometimes we get so wrapped up in them that we forget to see Jesus right there at the centre. And sometime in our lives as well, we get so bogged down in our situations or our worries that we're blindfolded by what's going on around, and we forget to see Jesus still in our world, still with us, because Jesus came for all time, for all people. As we celebrate today, may we remove the blindfold, and as we enjoy our Christmas, may we see once again, right at the heart of everything, God's gift of love.